Here are some Olympic facts you might not know if you've been having a hard time tuning into the games. 7 countries made their Winter Olympics debut in Vancouver this year. They are the Cayman Islands, Colombia, Ghana, Montenegro, Pakistan, Peru, and Serbia. And Iran sent its first female Winter Olympian to Vancouver. Marjan Kaur came in last in the women's giant slalom, 22 seconds behind the winner. Clearly, a viewer's Olympic experience changes depending on the country where that viewer is. Damien Ryan is in Vancouver for Australia's Channel 9 network. Damien, we want to hear about a couple of major highlights for you from the past couple of weeks. But first, how's it been for Australia at the game? Not huge expectations, I imagine, but the Australians have picked up 2 golds and 1 silver. It's not too bad.
That's pretty good considering, you know, we only have a little bit of snow each winter. We're not certainly not high up in the Alps, and we don't, you know, it's not a major sport in Australia, but it's our best ever Winter Olympics, 2 gold medals, silver, and we've still got an ice skater on in action tonight, so fingers crossed that we might add to that tally.
What else has really grabbed you from the past, 14 days or so of just Olympic thrills?
Lindsay Vonn, watching her in her first race in the Alpine events when she won gold, there was a lot of expectation on her. That was a real moment. For us, Tora Bright winning the half pipe, she is just such a great girl, and she's, you know, worked so hard, and she really deserved that. She's our version of the flying tomato, and we saw Sean White as well.
Mm. Bobsled has been pretty good for Australians, huh?
Yeah, it's an unusual sport for us. It's one of those things that, you know, we practice in car parks on sort of little go-karts. because we don't have any bobsled tracks in Australia. And our people did pretty well. You know, our men's 2-man bobsled was involved in one of those many crashes we saw on the loose track. And they did okay. They got down safely in the end. And that was the most important thing. It was so challenging up there. And then by the time our women had a go, they'd modified the track somewhat, and they got down safely as well. I think, you know, it was a victory just to compete here in that event.
And what about ice hockey in Australia? I mean, you guys are rugby mad. How does ice hockey go down there?
There are a few teams. You never read about them. You never see them on TV. We only have, you know, a handful of ice rinks in the country. Clearly, it's been the most hyped event at these Olympics. And, you know, it might stir something in Australia. I don't know. We certainly do pretty well on in normal hockey, in grass hockey, and
normal hockey.
Certainly won gold medals in, you know, at Olympics there. But maybe the ice hockey might take off, but I don't think we'll ever be as up to standard like the Americans and the Canadians.
Oh, come on. Maybe we'll see the Australian ice hockey team in Sochi in, 2014?
Well, we love a fight, and I reckon we're pretty good at it. So if it came down to putting up your dukes and on the ice hockey, I think we'd do all right.
Damien Ryan in Vancouver for Australia's Channel 9 network. Very good to speak with you, sir. Thank you.
Good on you.